how do I say this? American magician David Copperfield will fly into Britain to come face to face with himself today at the Waxwork Emporium, Madame Tussauds.
Yeah.
The illusionist has received the Tussauds treatment and will unveil the creation, which looks like a Copperfield trick, as if it is actually flying. The sculptor says, to be honest, he looks more like he's jumping over a hedge than floating in the air, which I thought that was very interesting, because the only hedge I associate with David Copperfield is the one sitting on his head. Now, let me get this straight. He's flown halfway around the world to have a squiz at something that looks like him. He's keen, isn't he? Would you do that, Tone? Would you do that? If I was in, say, Denmark, and I rang you up and said, hey, Tone, I've been mucking around with some putty, and I think I've come up with something that looks a bit like you, could be Inspector Gadget, but probably more like you. Get your butt on a plane, would you come?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so, Tone. I think you'd say something like, Mick, you're an idiot, I'm not coming, go have a lie down, and how many times have I told you not to call during my colonic irrigation? Goodbye, fire em up, Reg. You wouldn't come. But Copperfield, he'd hijack a plane if he thought it'd get him there quicker. And why? To see a likeness of himself. Right, yeah. Probably hasn't seen a good likeness of himself since that one he strapped to a raft and pushed off Niagara Falls. I don't understand, Tone. I don't understand. What's that telling us? As a bloke, it's normal to get out of bed with a gorgeous supermodel like Claudia Schiffer, put on a pair of puffy pants and scarper halfway around the world to be with a likeness of yourself. Someone must have told him it's inflatable. If it's any good, he'll probably try and bring it back so he can leave it in bed with Claudia, prison escape style, while he sneaks off into the bathroom and ogles himself in the mirror for a while. She wouldn't know. She could wake up, make passionate, mad love to it and still be none the wiser. But, Tone, I thought, imagine what it would be like, David Copperfield and his likeness standing perfectly still together, just looking into each other's eyes. It'd be impossible to tell them apart, wouldn't it? Until after a few minutes, when one of them, and only one of them, developed a bit of a lump in the pants. There, right there, that's your real David Copperfield.